As we get ready to mark World Mental Health Day on the 10th of this month, experts and researchers say South Africa is getting better at tackling mental health, but we're not in any position to boast about it yet. For the month of October, we're looking at the state of mental health in our country and what we can do to help ourselves and each other. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
Author and journalist Marion Shaw has been writing about mental health for more than three decades. Looking back to the 90s, she says it was a tough subject to broach.
As a journalist, I remember asking an editor of a very prominent men's health magazine, can I do an article on depression? And he turned around to me and said, no, that would just depress the readers. Whereas a few years later, he was gone, there was a new editor, and I did three special reports over 3,500 words each, which went down so well. We had a massive response from the male reader.
Marion has seen a change over time.
But now, when we had a workshop for responsible reporting on mental health, we had over 70 journalists there, and that's the whole point. We want them to write about it because the more people read about it, the more we're able to break down stigma.
But we're not yet in the clear.
Very few people will want to talk about mental health. For instance, in the workplace, you don't want to talk about it because is your job going to be on the line? In the sporting world, and I've done a lot of research in the sporting world, they're terrified that anyone, you know, their coaches, their managers will find out they've got a mental health problem because they won't be put on the team, and everything's about being picked for the team.
Shai Friedland is a clinical psychologist here in Joburg.
More people are willing to speak about mental health, but what we're realizing is that there are a significant amount of people who still don't come forward and get help.
And while he's noticed, parents are more open to talking about their children's struggles. It's not always a courtesy they extend to themselves.
Parents are more willing to come forward and say, my child has some sort of mental health difficulty, they're anxious, they're depressed, and potentially still not wanting to talk about themselves.
Megan Gonzalez is the crisis line manager at Netcare Keso. She says we need to stop thinking of mental health as some kind of destination.
That journey's never done, and we need to prioritize looking after ourselves. We need to prioritise when we need help, and then we need to prioritise looking after ourselves once we've gotten the help and continuing that journey.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.